The US President Donald Trump has warned Vladimir Putin there will be severe consequences if Russia doesn't agree to stop the war in Ukraine after their meeting in Alaska tomorrow. The remarks came soon after European leaders, including Taoiseach Micheál Martin and Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, held a virtual meeting with Mr. Trump yesterday. They urged him to keep European interests and a ceasefire central during the summit. President Zelensky will meet with the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer in Downing Street later today. Speaking in Berlin, President Zelensky said Vladimir Putin was bluffing about wanting to end the war.
I told the US President and all our European colleagues that Putin is bluffing. He is trying to put pressure on before the meeting in Alaska, along all parts of the Ukrainian front. Russia is trying to show that it can occupy all of Ukraine. Of course, this is their desire. I told my colleagues, the US President and our European friends, that Putin definitely does not want peace. He wants the occupation of our country, and we all really understand that. Putin will not be able to deceive anyone. We need further pressure for peace, not only American, but also European sanctions.
We can speak now to Keir Giles, Senior Consulting Fellow with the Russia and Eurasia Programme at Chatham House. Keir, good morning and thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
A nation's fate will be negotiated in Alaska tomorrow. What is your assessment of how this meeting between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin will play out?
Well, the biggest concern is that this may not just be a discussion about the fate of one nation, but what else Donald Trump might be willing to give Vladimir Putin to salvage the relationship that he places so much value in. Ostensibly, the talks are about Ukraine, but we know that Putin and Russia have demanded much more from the West than simply taking over Ukraine and causing it to cease to exist in the form that we know it. The demands go much further. They go to essentially removing the protection of the United States from Europe as a whole. There is no limit to what Trump might be willing to give to Vladimir Putin and what Vladimir Putin might ask for once those two are behind closed doors.
And do you think Russia is actually interested in a ceasefire? It's been making gains now on the battlefield in Ukraine. Does Vladimir Putin want peace, or is Zelensky right when he says Putin is bluffing?
No, that is absolutely the case. The situation is exactly the same as in all Russia's previous wars. Other countries want peace. Russia wants to win the war. And up until now, Russia has concluded that it makes more sense for them to continue grinding forwards in the battlefield and demolishing Ukrainian cities than to take all of the gifts that have been offered by the United States to finish the war, essentially agreeing to all of Russia's previous demands. But still, they fight on because they think they will get a better outcome that way.
You spoke there about Russia wanting more. When you look at the extent of how European leaders have had to fight to be heard about a conflict that's effectively on its doorstep, what does this say about Europeans' defence, and what more does Europe need to do to make sure its voice is heard?
What we're seeing is the result of a criminal dereliction of duty over not just the last 3 years, but several decades, where Europe has been content to outsource its defense and security to the United States while running down its own capacity to defend itself, and now has failed to reinsert itself into the conversation about its own future that's been going on between Trump and Putin. A lot of people have forgotten already, we were in precisely the same situation 6 months ago in February, where it looked as though there was to be an imminent ceasefire, but Europe was not ready to guarantee it, not ready to step in and actually make sure that the ceasefire would work. There's no sign that there's been any activity since then to make sure that European major players are better prepared this time around.
But should European leaders be more optimistic now after speaking to President Trump yesterday? He said his goal is a ceasefire. There's been less talk of that land swapping. Is this good news for Europe and Ukraine?
Well, certainly European leaders and President Zelensky are all sounding optimistic, but then they have to. They're all faced with the choice of pretending that what President Trump actually says actually has any meaning and that things are normal, or the recognition, the public recognition, that we cannot rely on what Trump says when he actually gets in front of Vladimir Putin. They can't admit that because, of course, that places in jeopardy the relationship that they are trying to keep on track with Donald Trump by pretending that this is a normal normal, rational leader who will stick by his promises.
We heard there at the beginning of this interview, President Zelensky say Russia is bluffing. It wants to control Ukraine. Is he right? Has President Putin in any way resiled from his stated ambitions in relation to Ukraine?
No, absolutely not. And there is no reason why Putin should give up on his ambitions for Ukraine. There has been no serious pressure put on Russia to try to change those ambitions. The conclusion has been from not just this U.S. administration, but the previous one, that it is more dangerous to allow Russia to suffer a defeat at Ukraine's hands than it is to allow a neighbor of Russia's to be destroyed. And that, too, is a serious problem, not just for those countries in Russia's immediate neighborhood, but across the whole of the continent, because it effectively gives the blessing to Moscow for reacquiring its territory by force.
And do you think that Ukraine will be forced to give up territory?
Ukraine can't be forced to do anything unless and until Ukraine concludes that the pressure that's being put on it by the United States enforcing Russia's demands is actually worse than fighting on. But that's just a choice for Kyiv, because there may come a time when Ukraine has built up its own defense industry sufficiently and is getting enough support from Europe that it can cut the United States loose instead of the other way around, because it's the only means to survive as a nation.
So effectively, Ukraine has enough support from Europe if the US decides to pull its support.
We can't tell that, and probably the only people that do know that are sitting in Kyiv. It's hard to tell from the outside just what the assessment is within Ukraine of how long they would be able to fight on without that vital U.S. support, not just military support, but also intelligence support that's been so crucial in the war up until now. But again, that's a choice that only the Ukrainians can make.
Ukraine and Europe want a truce before any substantive negotiations. Is there any possibility of this actually happening?
That's highly unlikely. There will be all kinds of potential individual steps that President Putin could promote and propose to Donald Trump that wouldn't amount to a full ceasefire, because that is not what they actually want. So what European leaders have been trying very hard to do is prepare the ground by laying down some kind of factual basis of what will work and what will not once those two leaders get into the room. And they just have to hope that that was actually going to stick with Donald Trump when he comes face to face with Putin.
This flurry of diplomacy from EU leaders, will it have any substantial impact on the outcome of tomorrow's meeting, do you think?
Well, whether or not it had an impact, it had to be tried. But again, the fact that there has been this last-minute panic to try to head off the worst possible outcomes of this summit is just an indication of how little urgency has been attached to dealing with the situation that we've been faced with for 3 years by European leaders. This should not be a flap at the last minute. It should be the outcome of a steady process of getting ready for this situation, because after all, we have seen this coming a long way off.
President Trump has warned that there will be severe consequences for Russia if the war isn't stopped. Promises he's made before but didn't follow through on. So how seriously, given that fact, do you think that Russia is taking these threats from Donald Trump?
Well, Russia will not be taking these threats seriously, and neither should anybody else. This comes round at roughly 1 month intervals when Trump feels under sufficient pressure to do something about Ukraine that he issues some strong words. But as you mentioned, they have never been followed through with action. The one thing that Trump has resisted doggedly throughout this whole period is doing anything that would actually upset Vladimir Putin. There's no reason to expect that that should change now.
And is Russia interested in peace, do you think?
No, absolutely not. Russia is interested in winning the war. But this is the situation we've seen time and time again, with ceasefires that are imposed on the victims of Russian aggression by external powers. It's happened in Georgia, it's happened in Syria, it's happened in Ukraine more than once under the Minsk agreements. Again, the problem is that everybody else wants peace, but Russia wants it to win and achieve its war objectives.
Why is President Trump so reluctant to impose sanctions on Russia and force it into making a deal?
Well, the reasons why Trump is reluctant to do anything at all that will upset Moscow are the subject of intense speculation over many years, including during his first presidency. There have been great thick books written about why exactly it is that Putin is so has such a grip over Trump, has such a hypnotic hold on him that Trump cannot do anything to oppose him. We may well never know what exactly it is that drives Trump to behave like this.
Keir Giles, Senior Consulting Fellow with the Russia and Eurasia Programme at Chatham House, thank you very much for joining us on Morning Ireland. The time now is 8:20.